News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There's a general sort of truism that time heals grief. It's not actually correct, according to Irish Independent columnist Tanya Sweeney, because in writing about the loss of her mother, she said, "It has been 15 years since my mum died, but the grief and unfairness of losing her has roared back into life." Tanya, you haven't found time to be a healer.
I have and I haven't. And I suppose, you know, the takeaway from the column that I wrote is that grief is not linear. You know, I mean, a year ago, you could have asked me this very thing and I would have been like, no, sure, I'm fully recovered. You know, recovery is the wrong word as well. But, you know, I would have thought that, no, I've accepted everything and I've processed it and it's absolutely fine. And then just a couple of things happened. You know, it's more about being a mum now myself. And that has definitely sort of jogged a couple of memories. And it's kind of made me think, oh my God, you know, it would have been so handy to have my mum around to ask questions to, and for obviously all that free babysitting that I'm missing out on. Tragic.
And what are the kind, is it that you hear your mother's voice coming from your mouth? Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah. I think every woman does, you know. I mean, this is probably something that's come through the generations. But I was in a playground last week or week before, and my daughter was on the monkey bars, and I just went, "If you fall off them, don't come running to me." And of course, that's exactly the kind of thing my mother would have said, you know. And she's after getting her roller skates, you know, and we're definitely going through the motions with that, except I was the one in the roller skates before, you know. So there's lots of synaptic pathways, I suppose, knitting themselves back together, which is you know, not what I was expecting to happen, I suppose.
Does it give you a different understanding of your late mother? Does it change your perspective of her now that you can see elements of parenting through a parent's eyes?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I suppose you start to realise how much sacrifice is involved in being a parent and how much my mum would have done for me that, of course, I was not in any way aware of. There's just all this kind of, it's like a swan, you know, very graceful on the surface and all this frantic kind of paddling underneath the water. So that's what being a mum is really like, or being a parent is really like. And of course, none of this registered with me at all when I was six, when I was being ferried to ballet, ferried to football, ferried here and there. I just thought it was my God-given right to be just brought everywhere and bought everything. And I didn't think at all about the effort involved in all of that and the sacrifice and the money involved and how my parents must have stressed about how they were going to afford to make everything look so effortless and look so idyllic, you know.
And do you now have a sense of guilt about that, or do you come to a conclusion that it's just that is what being a parent is, that it is the literal
thankless
job?
Well, I mean, I think guilt is just a constant companion when you're a parent. I mean, I don't think I've had a day without guilt since my daughter was born, you know. I think what I'm really kind of sad about is that I never got to thank my mother, you know. I mean, I died when I was about 33, 34, you know. So I was still in those kind of 20 something years where it was me first. And I never really got, I mean, I think on her deathbed, I must have said thank you, you know. I'm not a complete pig, but, you know, I definitely wish that I, knowing full well exactly what goes into parenthood now, I'd love to have, and of course she would have absolutely loved to have seen me, you know, do this in that kind of, like, she would have laughed her head off at me parenting, do you know, that kind of way, because I'm sure I'm a sight, frankly, but yeah.
And are those moments bittersweet or are they just sad?
Well, I think it's a thing now, because like I say, she's gone 15 years. I'm fairly pragmatic about it and sanguine. It's just every so often I'll go, God damn, that's really, you know, I would love that. You know, it can be sad. I won't say that the grief is as acute as it was 15 or even 14 years ago. I think anyone going through grief will tell you the second year is probably the worst, because everyone kind of clears off and you're really stuck in the reeds trying to work with it, you know. So we're nowhere near as bad as year two of that grief journey. But like I say, every so often it just flares up, you know, there's a little bout of it that comes together and you sort of go, God, what could have been, you know? And of course, you see other, you know, women with their mums and, you know, they're getting to head off on spa weekends with their mothers, or they're getting to, you know, offload the children to their mother, which, yeah, I'm very envious of that bit, all right.
Do you find yourself doing the thing occasionally of starting a conversation with her in your head? You know, the, oh, I must say, and then remembering.
No, I did do that a lot at the start. You know, I would definitely... I would definitely go to make a call to her, you know, and I think that, I mean, it's a little bit of a cliche, but, you know, it definitely in the first kind of 6 months, it took some getting used to not having a mother on the other end of the line. I'm sort of used to it by now, you know, 15 years is a pretty long time to get used to not having your mum around, you know, so I don't tend to do that too much anymore, but every so often you'll just have a bit of a moment of, God, it would have been nice. It would be really nice.
So has this changed in any way how you parent your own daughter?
Now, it's interesting because I hear my mum so often every time I say something to my daughter. But there's a little cycle that's broken, you know. I mean, I do this thing. I think my mum was always sort of, you know, I'm always right. Just get used to that, you know. And I think that was maybe a generational thing as well. But I'm trying to have conversations that are a little more sort of two-way streets. And, you know, I tell my daughter, like, you know, adults don't always get it right, you know, and I try and keep that line of dialogue open a bit.
Tanya, thank you very much. That is Tanya Sweeney, who is a columnist with the Irish Independent. And, of course, Tanya's new book, Esther Is Now Following You, is available online and in all good bookshops if you fancy having a read.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.